Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 135. When will grieving end and living begin? I've asked myself that question a number of times. Another way the question is asked, will grieving ever end and will I ever be able to be back to normal? Perhaps it will end. There is a period of grieving that we all go through. It's tough, and it's not for sissies. If we're willing to do the work, grieving will end and life will once again have joy, happiness, and love in it. Life won't be the same as before. If we want to feel like we've felt before we've grieved, that's not going to happen. Grieving changed us. We can never go back to feeling the way we felt. Some people refer to the new state we find ourselves in as the new normal. It's new for us, but it's really not new. Billions of people alive at this moment with us on our planet are grieving. They're experiencing, with us, grieving. What we are experiencing is not a new normal, but normal, because it's what happens when someone close to us dies. We grieve the person we lost. That person is gone. I'm a believer and I believe Babe is happy 24/7. She's not grieving, I am. We mourn the person we loved. We also mourn the life we once had but no longer have. It's as if we are mourning two deaths. The questions about when will this end still bug us. We who are grieving have all asked ourselves these questions or a variation of them. What I've learned from my grieving experience is that it's over when it's over. If I paraphrase the words of the famous New York Yankees catcher, Yogi Berra, it's over when it's over, and sometimes it's not over. Grieving is a lived experience that is different for each of us. There are similarities we feel, express, and can relate to. There are other things about our grieving experience that are unique to us and that only we experience. The length of time of our grieving is as individual as our voice or fingerprints. Poet Edna St. Vincent Millay expressed the frustrations of wanting to move on but being unable to in her poem, Travel. The railroad track is miles away, and the day is loud with voices speaking. Yet there isn't a train goes by all day, but I hear its whistles shrieking. All night there isn't a train goes by, though the night is still for sleep and dreaming. But I see its cinders red on the sky, and hear its engines steaming. My heart is warm with the friends I make, and better friends I'll not be knowing. Yet there isn't a train I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going. The poet expresses the overwhelming desire to leave the space she is now in. When I was in the throes of grieving, I would have grabbed hold of the first train coming through. I didn't care where it was going. Life doesn't work that way. I have always believed that life is good, that somehow in the struggles and the chaos that surround me, if I did my part working on what I have to work on and not give up, somehow I'll find a way through. It may not be the path I wanted to take. It may not be on the time frame I want. Life, however, never let me down if I did my part and kept on grinding. I ask you to do what I've asked of myself. Don't quit. Somehow grind through the day. You've got lots of pages to turn to get to the end of the chapter. Don't rush it. One page at a time. Maybe one paragraph at a time. Maybe even one line at a time. There will come a day when you will know. It did for me. No one will have to tell you. You'll know. When you know, you will look in the mirror and discover someone looking back at you who has become stronger, more resilient, and ready to move forward. Poet Derek Walcott tells us what it is like when that day comes and we see ourselves in the mirror, perhaps for the first time in his poem, Love After Love. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. you will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you, all your life, whom you ignored, for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. Grieving will end for you. A new dawn will come. Hang in there. Don't give in to the despair and hopelessness. Be hope-filled. Get ready to sing and dance and celebrate the rest of your life. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way. You know it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.